thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. This week, I want us to talk a little bit about purpose. And as we go through these 5 days together in a season of meditation, I want to begin and go back to one of my favorite passages, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. One of the things that I know is true in our life, especially when we seek out a time of meditation to hear specifically from the Lord, is that we desperately need perseverance to be able to find our way through the clutter of this world and consider it pure joy as we face trials. Albert Einstein once made a pretty insightful observation about dealing with life's challenges and difficulties, and here's what he said, and let me quote this: adversity introduces a person to themselves. When life brings difficulties your way, you see where you really are, end quote. And you know, I believe that's true. You get to see where you are in your walk with the Lord. You know, the Lord never promised that this was going to be easy, finding His purpose and living on purpose. In fact, the Bible is really clear, and in so many passages, trials, storms, suffering, challenges are all a part of our believer's life. And if you don't believe that, you just have to look at the lives of Jesus' disciples. I mean, the men that He chose to take His message of salvation to the world, and here we are 2,000 plus years later talking about it, nearly all of them experienced imprisonment, beatings, even martyrdom. But God also doesn't automatically make us patient people, does He? He doesn't make us even more so patient after we've given our life to Him and trusted Him as our Lord, and He doesn't instantaneously make us people of great perseverance either. Instead, He uses a process where the trials in our life can strengthen and direct us toward His purpose. In my own life, I'm not sure that I have ever answered God's call to be a pastor apart from having experienced so many challenging things in my life. And yet, when I was 15, I knew that's exactly what God wanted me to do. But the fact is, that's not what I wanted to do. And my prayer had to become more like, God, help me to be patient and to persevere in spite of the challenges that I'm experiencing. God, I tend to be radically impatient. I tend to be prone to quitting and giving up. Would you give me strength this day, O Lord? So on this first day, as we talk about purpose, I want to invite you to ask the Lord for perseverance, for wisdom, for direction, and that you might consider it pure joy. Because whatever it is the Lord is allowing you to experience today, He is going to use for your good and His glory in the coming days. And He will use that most especially when we find ourselves centered in the middle of His purpose for our life. So let's enter into a time of meditation. And I invite you today to find a place of quietude, a place of solitude, and set aside just a few minutes where we can come to the Lord in prayer, and then more specifically be able to listen to what the Lord has to say, knowing that prayer is a two-way street. So let's begin with a couple of deep breaths that we use to separate kind of a door, if you will, to leave the noise and distraction of this world and step into the quietude of time with our Creator. Breathe with me. You ready? This time, as you breathe in through your nose and hold it, and it's almost like mentally you could send the oxygen to the places inside of your soul where you need that fresh air to be sent. So breathe it in, send it, and then hold it there for just a few seconds, and then we'll let it go together. Ready? And out. And let your shoulders slump a little bit, and let your facial muscles just kind of come to a stop for just a minute, and allow yourself to be just at ease and walk into the Lord's room. In the 141st Psalm, a Psalm of David, it says in verse 1, Lord, I am calling to You. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to You for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to You and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in the acts of wickedness. And I want to invite you in this time to let that be your prayer. God, accept my prayer as incense offered to You and my upraised hands as an offering. So right now, tell the Lord three things that you're grateful for. And just don't overthink it. Just, Lord, right now, in this moment, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then take a moment and bring before the Lord a need that you need. Just claim it, one thing that you would claim right now. God, I need you to step into my life, and would you give me direction in this way? And now, in the way of a servant, begin to think of someone in your family or a friend, maybe a coworker. Think of someone who needs God to step into their life today, and ask the Lord to step into their life and do what only He can do in their life right now. And I invite you now to just get comfortable, and I want to invite you to take 90 seconds, and in that time, in that minute and a half, we're just going to be quiet and listen for the promptings and the direction of God. I was asked even at church this past week, Chuck, have you ever heard the voice of God? And the answer is, I've never audibly heard the voice of God, but I have certainly felt the promptings and direction and tug of the Spirit of God within me as He gave me direction and peace, and as He gave me clarity on purpose in my life to follow His will. So today, let that be that prayer. Lord, may I have the perseverance to be able to hear from you. May I have the quietude to hear from you, and may my soul literally be at alert to be able to hear from you. And I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back. I trust in these 90 seconds of quietude. You're beginning to learn as you walk through this weekday meditation with me that it's the most precious time in my day when there's nobody that is asking me for anything, nobody that is intruding into this space. I treat it and guard it like it is gold, because it is a treasure. It's a treasure for us to be quiet and still to hear from God. And so thanks for joining me on this weekday meditations. God bless you.